You can almost tell the time of year by looking at the data that we look at every week about what the most asked question of the year of the week is. The most asked question of the week this week is, how do I keep woodpeckers from hammering my spark arrestor on my zero clearance fireplace from waking me up at 5 o'clock in the morning? It's their spring ritual. A woodpecker establishes his breeding domain by finding the noisiest thing he can make noise on and hammer it at sunrise to make sure every other male woodpecker knows this territory is taken. One way of distracting them is, if you're comfortable or if you know someone that can do it, is take a bottle of Tabasco and just sprinkle it over the entire top of your spark arrestor. That would generally have them find something else. You may notice even the quail right now, it's the male and they're up high. You always see quail down on the ground. Right now, the quail are all up high and they got that single note mating call. We were trying to shoot a video in the backyard the other day. There was a bird out there. It was so noisy, we had to chase him away just to get the video done.
Well, we had a number of texts that have filtered in since our interview with APS, one of, I'd easily say Arizona's biggest utility provider. And one of them said, all right, if we're not on APS, how do we get others to follow suit?
SRP is changing as well.
Well, I was going to say, usually what happens at ASP shortly filters down to the rest.
Yeah.
So it's kind of follows suit. Somebody else says, well, why do they keep changing on-peak and off-peak hours? Why don't they just keep it the same? Well, they're trying to. It's called the Ducks Back, and you can go find this on our website or search it, the Utility Ducks Back. And it shows the consumption of energy throughout the day. And the highest peak is right where the end of the day comes and we lose the ability to maximize our solar generation. And so they're constantly trying to find a way to manage that peak without having to build more
power plants.
So, you know, as people come to the valley, as we add industry and buildings going up everywhere, I mean, there's massive manufacturing plants, it seems like, on every stretch of the freeway you can see going up. So it's they'd constantly change because the valley's constantly changing. Arizona's constantly changing.
And this change is good for the APS customers. This change is good for Arizona homeowners.
And then one gentleman said, I had an Advanced Home Systems installed 13 years ago and I haven't touched it since. Do I need to adjust something ahead of this? And I would say yes. Call Steve back.
He probably 13 years ago? Is that what he said?
Uh-huh.
He probably should have checked about 7 years ago when this plan first went into effect.
So you'll need to update that.
To maximize your return on investment, yeah, you will want to take a look at adjusting that. As well as all your programmable thermostats, your recirculating pumps on the water heaters, your swimming pool pumps, all of that now can be changed.
And what that computer does is it says, okay, I won't let the demand for this home exceed this benchmark that I set during on peak. So that way, if it can help you control, you don't accidentally turn everything on at one time during on peak and have this huge surge and big demand that inflates your bill for the entire month, the computer keeps that from ever happening.
And with this change, where they're increasing the off peak hours, you're going to be losing hours that you could be consuming electricity, that you're sitting on your hands waiting, and you don't have to. So on peak is going from a 5-hour window to a 3-hour window. This is good for Arizona.
Two more hours where you have power cheaper.
Yep, that's right. This is
good. That's pretty cool.
I had a quick input. Timothy called. They had troubles with woodpeckers. We were just talking about that being one of the most popular questions this week. When he had a problem with one, he recorded it, doing it. And the next time it showed up, he played that recording, and the woodpecker never came back.
That's awesome.
That's pretty genius. I think we should try it.
That is genius. And I'll tell you, another one I really liked was a homeowner out at East Tucson, Tonka Verde, on a big lot. and he actually set up a noise blaster connected to a oxygen tank, and the release button was in his master bedroom, and the horn was at the fireplace. So every time that thing showed up and woke him at 5 o'clock, he just hit that air horn and blew the woodpecker over to the neighbor's house. I thought that was pretty ingenious too. But Tabasco works if you're comfortable climbing up on your roof and spreading that with Tabasco. And the other question I always get, well, what about foam roofs and the woodpecker picking holes in the foam roofs? That's generally not a big enough problem. And if you're getting the foam roof serviced and looked at once a year, so they can touch up those little bitty areas. It's not that big a dilemma to worry about. If they're ransacking an area, then we got to take a look at why that could be. It could be a couple other sources, but the foam roof isn't the problem, and the woodpeckers aren't the problem. They're finding feed in there that you shouldn't be there in the first place.
Little bugs eating the wood rafters under your decking.
Man, we covered a lot today. Good night. Winter lawn transitions at 8 o'clock.
Air conditioning at 9.
That's right. And then open line and APS power rate change in 10 o'clock. Gary answered all of your questions.
Gary will have each hour up as an individual podcast here by about the time we're done eating lunch.